Roguecast is the official podcast of Rogues Gallery Comics and Games. Every week we talk about new comic releases, the latest geek culture news, and whatever movies, TV, and other pop culture is on our radar for the week. I'm Randy.
This is Dave.
I'm Nick.
And now, on with the show. We return to our last best hope, where our first death has taken place as we face down the evil alien war duke Xanatar, revealed to be secretly the vice president and secretly the mastermind of the whole thing.
Yes.
A plan of nuclear annihilation, just like he annihilated Dr. Amygdala's planet so long ago.
Yeah.
And Dr. Amygdala bravely decided to sacrifice his life.
Yeah. And as you noted, when we were talking between takes, putting you in a much worse situation, because my mind powers might have been the one thing shielding you from his control.
Yes.
I think that what happens, by the way, my dramatic final scene, aside from simply dying, but what resolves the threat and keeps him from, say, killing everybody there, who all does he have with him?
He has Dr. Wu.
Dr. Wu, and himself?
And himself.
Okay. Y'all are taking flight.
Yeah.
Y'all are escaping in the Alpha.
Yes.
Yep. I think what happens is he's like, woo, destroy them, and his, like, shoulder launchers, like, lock on, like, you know, low-level nuclear missiles that they're about to fire at you.
Right.
And then Amygdala, not quite dead, stirs just a little bit, and, you know, bleeding horribly, raises his hand up to one last thing to hold Woo at bay while y'all escape and send the missiles flying elsewhere.
Okay.
And then from the strain, he finally dies, passes on.
All right, so we're on to Igalux's scene.
Yep.
There are now 6 white dice on our plan, and 9 black dice in the crisis. So, and we have 3 story points left there too. So, not super rosy here.
No. I guess we have to pick it up right, like, on the ship after that.
Okay.
I mean,
you can pick it up wherever you want. You can jump.
No, I know, but it makes the most sense. I think.
Okay. I mean, it's you want to use your sane if you can.
That's true. That's
unless Amygdala was your saying, in which case, whoops.
No, he was my crazy.
Oh, okay.
Remember?
Oh, right. That's right. Yes, that's right. You used that.
Although you were my crazy, too, I decided that I didn't get to play it, but your unorthodox and battling and stuff like that, always leaping into the fray, did not jibe with his logical approach.
All right. No, I think it involves all of us, I imagine. And it's sort of, can I believe he sacrificed himself? We're still alive, but I feel that we may be in greater danger.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, if this is his villain, if his mind control abilities were the things that were saving us, keeping whatever Xanatar had at bay.
There's more than that. You're never this shaken. I've seen you battle hundreds of foes. You seem shaken. Why are you so nervous?
What did you
I revealed his secret.
What's his secret?
The oracles have foreseen the future. We fail. Armageddon happens. The gods have abandoned us.
Nice.
Well, I don't know about where you come from. I don't believe in oracles.
We'll do this without the gods' help.
And that is why I battle on, but it has shaken my belief.
We're the vanguard.
What's left of them, at least.
You were the vanguard.
Uh-oh.
Like metal is torn back as the Pain Boys.
Oh!
Warduke Xanatar's elite warriors are on the ship wearing environment suits and...
made of leather and spikes, apparently.
Leather and spikes, yes. they are infiltrating the ship.
All right, we need 5 black dice.
Commando attack.
Actually, I've got 5 black dice right here. And we also get 2 more for the harm, because we're all at 2 harm. So
this is
going to be 7
black dice. This is a stray black dice.
Yeah, you can get in there, yep. All right, the Pain Boys, who's taking this threat?
I guess it would have to be me.
Yes, okay, you take the threat. You're always, you're always the heavy hitter. All right, and Eclipse is going to jump right in there with you.
All
right.
So
I'll jump in there to help.
So you spend a story point to do that? Okay.
Spending my story point in order to add a white die.
I'm going to spend my story point to use stealth to take 1 of the black dice out. All right, what else have we got? Assets. The Alpha's internal defense systems?
Yes.
Okay, spend a story point. Jarek's got that. 1 more white die.
Okay. Figure, it's like electrifying
the hull.
The hull
and interior, and well, gas masks drop for us, and gas fills the whole compartment. Nick, touchstones?
I've only got one left. I've got the people of Aztec, New Mexico, which are my people, my yes. friends, and I cannot allow Prince Xantar to enslave and destroy them.
You flash back to them, yes.
Yeah.
It's one thing to take over...
You don't need a story point for that. Touchstones you can just
you get for free. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep, it's one thing to take over the world, but are you trying to take over Aztec, New Mexico?
No.
Not on my watch.
It's not standing. It's not going to stand.
So that's 6-7.
Yep.
Or no, 6-6.
Yep, that's where we're at. I don't think there's anywhere else to go. So let's roll. And all what right. we want is white sixes, Nick.
These
I'm rolling for the Pain Boys.
The plan things can be used, right?
Yeah.
Do those have to be used? Like, are they any use at the end of the
game? We need these dice. And we don't need story points right now. They can't.
If he rolls a couple sixes, we can buy them into.
We need to buy them into the plan. That's what we need. We need white sixes.
Someone can use a death or something to resolve.
Correct. Okay. Yes. Okay. The Pain Boys got what was a good roll until those 5 and 6s came up. So.
So what do 16. They have?
They have 16.
They have 16. Let's see.
Well, the six goes. Oh no.
No, it doesn't. Oh, there's no sixes there,
doesn't
Nick.
Look good.
You're supposed to roll sixes. 16, huh?
I believe so, yes.
What is that what you got, too? 16?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Not say 21.
I got 17.
Okay, well, that's
if
equal.
If it had been a 16, another threat would have emerged.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's good. At least we didn't get another threat. yeah, so we have to rebuild the entire thing.
Okay.
So, yeah, that goes to there. And put all these white dice in.
Okay.
The good news is I can use my ability again to remove another black dice. So you get that, you get that, you get that. So to build in, Nick, put your one white die in.
I'll spend a story point to.
I'm just wondering
actually,
if I can.
Don't do that.
Else.
You go ahead in for free.
Oh, I'll go in for free then.
Because I'm going to spend a story point because I've got lots.
Oh, okay.
We still need sixes.
Okay. I'm just wondering if I should do my.
You ideally, I think Jarek needs to do his death if he can work it in because it's off. It'll get the most effect.
Okay.
But I'm going to spend my one to use stealth again to pull another black dice out.
And I guess I'll use my last story point for my ability.
So you have 3, and use your story point for your ability. Yep.
Certainly getting some we're at 4. That would be nice.
Yeah, we need sixes. And let's do one more for the.
Well, if we spend that, we can't buy the sixes then.
But we've still got 4 left total.
3.
I'm going to spend one.
Okay, and what are you going to use?
And we're going to use the Alpha's defense systems again.
Okay.
Because that puts us at 5-5. Yeah, 5-5.
Yep.
And no touchstones left. That's literally all we can do.
So I have a question about that.
Yeah.
When your ability knocks it out, that comes back if we fail.
Does it? Okay, yeah, I guess you're right. So it's
back at it's 6-5,
it's 6
right?
on 5, yep, you're right.
Okay.
Okay. So the black dice roll is lots of threes. I see.
Six,
looks
nine,
like
12.
11, 17. That's one higher than last time. But all we need, we don't care what the results are. We need sixes. There are no sixes in that roll, Nick.
No, nope.
20.
Randy.
That's 20? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's 20. How bad did we do?
That's 19.
Okay, well, you take one harm for every 5 below. There's no 5 below, so we're good. And then what happens?
In that case, I'm going to use my death card. Grey Wolf rushes in, sidekicks both of the Pain Boys.
Uh-huh.
Okay, hits the airlock on the side of the cargo bay on
yep.
the side of the Alpha. Kicks one of them out.
Nice.
Tussles with the other one.
Are y'all in the atmosphere, or have y'all gone into space?
We're in the atmosphere,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Tussles with the other Pain Boy. Hits him so hard it knocks him out. And he's standing there, accomplished. Goes back up to the front of the ship, sets down for the coordinates,
uh-huh.
and a laser blast fires right
oh,
up.
Oh, you
the
watched
floor.
Him!
And I die when we least expect it.
Oh. All right. So, when
we
that happens.
3 white dice added to the pool.
3 white dice going to the pool.
And 2 story points added to the event pool.
Good, because you just lost your
here,
3.
You can just use my 2.
Oh, right, yep. Oh, man, that sucked. Okay, well.
Who was it who got you? Was it one of the fallen Pain Boys? Is there a third Pain Boy
now?
It was Dr. Wu.
No, Dr. Wu!
The mind-controlled Dr. Wu, friend to Dr. Amygdala.
Yep.
Taking me out.
Yep. I imagine that he was Yeah, he's been pacing the ship and waiting for the waiting pain for boys chance. To deflate the defenses.
Yep, yep. All right, well...
No!
All right, well, gentlemen, we are on to the next scene, which is my scene.
Yep.
My final scene.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting because the final scene is going to be a Grey Wolf scene, and it's going to have to be a flashback or something?
It's going to have to be a flashback or
something. all right.
It might be flashback to right before the...
And you're going to pick the threat, Jarek. So, well, the scene is a little later.
Do we want to, like, I know we're going to be, like, trying to, like, probably take it to him. Or to, like, see if maybe he's got a base or something that we haven't, that we could, like, cut him off at the pass if we could somehow take it down.
No. This scene is in Brick City.
Okay.
Eclipse is, has dragged Igaluk with him. They're still in the Alpha. But they are, he's gotten the autopilot to take them to Brick City. And he says, listen, I know we need to get on the mission, but I don't think we're going to make it out of this, and I've got to see my wife before I die. So, what do we do here? It's just the two of us, and I've never particularly been leadership material. You're going to have to carry the reins here. It's got to be your plan. Once we see Rita, I'm done at the steering wheel. You've got to tell us where to go next.
We must take the fight to our enemy, is what I have learned. So we must find his base of operations. Maybe we can get the Alpha to find some sort of radiation that only they emit. The Xantar.
We've lost all our information. We've lost Delphi. I'm sure the Wolf Den's been compromised. Maybe
Mimics stand ready to help.
What if Amygdala? He's one of Amygdala's enemies. Amygdala, give us all the information you have about War Duke Xanatar.
Amygdala?
Or Mimic.
Mimic.
War Duke Xanatar is a multidimensional threat, Omega level, known to have caused near total annihilation on planet Carathon, homeworld of the renowned Dr. Amygdala.
Remind me to edit that later.
No, it's already been added.
Renowned, deceased.
Yeah. He comes from a planet of extremely scorching climates and is known to set his lairs in devastatingly hot places, environments.
Okay.
Well, I know enough.
We must make this infernal contraption tell us, like, we must be able to figure out some way of finding wherever this hot zone would be.
Where's the hottest place where's the hottest place nearby right now?
Searching. Where are we?
We're in the U.S.
In the U.S.
Brick City, so.
Yeah, yeah.
That's exactly what I was thinking. It's got to be Aztec, New Mexico, the hottest temperature of the last month.
Yes. Current temperature, 115 degrees, Aztec, New Mexico.
No!
Well, it had to be, didn't it? All right. My home first, your home second. And hopefully one of us will make it out alive.
Hopefully.
But whatever happens, this guy's going down.
Yes.
All right. We go down to Brick City, and I say goodbye to my wife from a distance because she's still mind controlled. And then we start making our way to Aztec, New Mexico. I'm on my last legs here. I'm not going to lie. The beating I took from the Scythe ninjas was bad, and seeing the Amygdala go down like that, I don't know how much I've got left in me.
Perhaps we could find some sort of aid on the ship to give you a little bit of.
That's not what I'm saying. I'll do whatever you tell me to do, but any chance I had of leading us into battle, it's all on you now, Igaluk. It's all on you.
That's when the alert systems sensors go off on the ship. War Duke Xantar's fleet is waiting in orbit. The final battle is about to begin.
Alright.
So that means we have to go in space instead of Aztec, New Mexico?
It sounds like we're going to space first.
No,
yes.
It means you have to take out War Duke Xantar because his fleet's waiting to ravage the.
That's right, his fleet's waiting to ravage the Earth.
Yeah.
That was the whole thing. Apparently, the nuclear strikes plan didn't work out, so now he's just going to raise us with his fleet.
You know what I think might have happened?
So you take out the
I wonder if he created enough instability that there have been limited nuclear strikes or whatever, and sort of like Cobra's plan or whatever in G.I. Joe, now his fleet can arrive safe from it.
Yes.
Or maybe, like, nuclear missiles have readied everywhere, and he needed that to happen, and then he could, like, lock them down so that they couldn't fire.
They can't fire, so they're, they're, the nuclear weapons have been...
Now the fleet can move
exactly.
And the Earth's defenseless.
Yes, exactly. That sounds like a good plan. I think that's good. All right, so we have to take out Xantar and his fleet. All right, so we need... who's going to engage, you or me?
I mean, I guess it has to be...
It's got to be you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, wait, I have touchstones left. Do you?
Nope.
I got to do it. I've got to do it.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so I'm engaging, and we have a...
Are you using the ship?
We're absolutely going to use the ship. All right, so this is a... starts out as a 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Add 2 for our harm levels.
Okay.
And give me an extra one. Because... Oh, no, never mind. I don't need an extra one. All right. So, I'm going to spend my story point to remove 1 black die from the threat roll.
Okay.
I'm going to use my story. You can jump in for free.
What did you spend to remove the
black die? I use my stealth.
Okay, so...
So I'm going to sneak aboard his ship and try to activate the hive mind to turn the ships against one another.
So what we're saying is the harm put it up to 7... You use stealth to take it back down to 6.
Yes, correct.
And by the way, I think that I think Amygdala himself, or like Xanatar himself, is probably not there. We know he's in
New Mexico,
but his fleet is ready.
We have to take out his fleet, so I'm gonna go to the central computer and turn the fleet against itself.
Okay,
using a virus that Grey Wolf gave me in case of emergencies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm using my touchstone of my wife Rita, her memories of having just seen her. And that I'm doing all of this for her.
Grey Wolf's gold bloom virus.
Yes. that is all the points I have. We need a story point to we need one story point to use the ship. So that's one more because we're using the off to crash in.
And we can use one more for my ability if you.
No, we can't. Can we? Or can we? Yeah,
well,
it's a battle.
To inflict harm.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. All right. Okay. So what we need. Is a lot of sixes because this is going to be ugly. Want to roll it for me, Jared?
Well, that's you running interference, I presume.
Yes, he's crashing in, and I'm going to make my way to the hive mind.
Or flying out.
Why did you roll so high?
Okay, and I got us no sixes.
Oh,
I got one.
All right, so
15.
Yeah.
19.
Okay.
25.
All right. Well.
so wait a minute. He got a 25. What did we get?
We got. 14, 17. So we each take a harm, which is going to make this harder next time, by the way. One of us is going to have to play our death card. Me or you?
Probably you.
Okay. I'm trying to fight my way into the hive mind. I can't get in. And
whatever you do does result.
Yeah, I know. And it's too much. I can't get in. And you're out there being beaten down by so many of his forces that you finally yell in and say, Eclipse, get out of there. We're going to have to try another way.
Yep.
And I say, no, there is no other way. There's only one way this ends. And finding reserves of strength as well as a gas bomb given to me by Grey Wolf, Eclipse fights his way past all of the guards into the hive brain and plugs in the virus. And as he turns around, the guards just... open fire and he goes down in a blast of laser fire. But seconds later, the ships all turn on one another and their cannons destroy each other. And Warduk Xanatar standing.
A massive special effects scene.
A massive special effect. And Warduk Xanatar standing below in New Mexico looks up and says, no. And Eclipse is dead. All right, so 3 white dice to the event pool. And we're down to the final scene and the final threat. Which, by the way, there's only one person left standing.
Yep. I'm amused by the fact that the final scene is Jarek. And
it's, this is going to be interesting.
He's dead.
It's going to have to be a flashback.
Well, wait a second.
No, I can set up any scene. I don't have to be in my own scene.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah, you're supposed to be in your
scene. You're in the scene.
Somebody wants to look it up. My hand is greasy right now.
Yeah, I'll take it. I'll take it.
But what I was going to say is, this is... this is superhero world.
Right? Yep.
Characters resurrect.
That's true, too.
You could even be... I think you could do a scene where you are, like, viewing the data.
It says, if your character is dead when it's your turn for a spotlight scene, do a flashback instead of a scene in the present. So, I have two suggestions.
Also, the final battle, isn't the special thing for the superhero thing that you're supposed to face off against the villain?
Yeah, that's true.
You want to double check that, Randy? Yeah, yep,
that's
how they
right, that's right. So the villain reveal his secret plan, all that stuff. All right,
I would
say
A, possible hologram of you.
Okay.
B, you could be...
I got an idea.
It says, before confronting the crisis at the end of Act 2, play one final spotlight scene. Any characters left alive, confront the villain. That's gotta be in it.
Igluck.
Which means that if there's a threat in this scene, he can't defeat it. Right?
There's gotta be. That's a weird loophole.
Yeah. I mean, there's no way for him to defeat it without dying. We're in serious trouble here.
No, well, Igluck's still gonna die.
Yeah.
Would it all die?
That seems like he's gonna die.
Possibly not. We'll see how this goes. Watch. But I got a plan for this.
This final spotlight scene is the confrontation.
If our role is good enough,
yeah.
I believe it's possible that a dead character may not be dead.
Okay.
Randy, do you want to look that up and check the thing while I quick wash my hands?
Yes, okay.
And we'll pause for a dramatic pause for before the final confrontation.
Yep. All right, so where we are is that Igluck is the last man standing. We have one last scene that is Grey Wolf's scene, although Grey Wolf is dead, so technically it usually would be a flashback, but we found a way for Grey Wolf to be here even though he's not here, and that is...
Especially since it's a superhero setting, yes. And I think that means we kind of walk around a little bit of the normal stuff.
Yes.
Yep. So in this scene, Igluck is returned to the Wolf's Den, the last remaining sanctuary we have. As he enters in with the crashed apart and shot up Alpha,
mm-hmm.
lands it in the hangar bay. Before him walks Grey Wolf.
What?
To his surprise. Igluck.
But you are dead.
Yes. The mark of the wolf has died. But I'm what you'd call a hard light hologram. I'm an AI created by Grey Wolf. I have all of his memories, all of his thoughts. Anything he would say or do, I am capable of. I'm here to help you before your final battle.
Yes, I will take anything that you have to offer.
I have some information on Xantar. It's on this disc. Let me bring it up on the holoscreen.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Interesting.
This should give you schematics on how to take him down.
There we
go. Oh, that's our. I'm choosing.
Don't we need to pick a threat?
Yeah, you're choosing the threat.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. That's right. I was just. By the way, I believe the your catchphrase should be like "the wolf may die, but the pack lives on." all right. I think it's time to face the final threat of Prism. As you're explaining this, the lights dim in the base because Prism, an old foe of Dr. Amygdala, and called the Mind Mage of the Moon, known to be an alien who will hire himself out to the highest bidder. Appears to be working for Xanatos or Xanatar.
Xanatar,
and is his last ditch effort. With the fleet gone, he's here to stop you from getting to him.
Yay!
It appears Xanatar has hired Prism, the Mind Mage of the Moon. It bodes well in your favor, since the moon
is your territory.
Yes. Exactly.
All right, so. Let's see. Prism of the Mind Mage of the Moon is a 5-dice threat.
He's now an 8-dice threat.
He's now an 8-dice threat because of all the harm you've taken. I can't do that.
Yeah, yes, I don't. We don't want to take it from that stack.
Okay, you want to give me 3 more black dice? This is bad, guys.
Well, there's one thing that would resolve all threats.
Yes, yes, there is. Okay, so Nick, you can spend your white die. And then
right now it's 1 white die against how many black dice?
8.
So even if they all rolled ones,
you're gonna die.
Yeah.
But you don't really want to spend any story points.
Correct. Here's the one thing. Although he's got... Can we do anything else with these right now?
Well, if he rolls a 6, it can go in to help us at the end.
That's true. So you could try and take it on.
Yep.
I don't know what that does for your card or whatever there.
Well, he'll take a lot of harm, and then he can spend his death.
Yeah, but... I don't know what his death is.
Me neither.
It's true.
It's up to you, Nick. You can also, if you're desperate, you can spend these to activate your roll ability. We can also use these dice out of the pool for him to defeat the Mind Mage of the Moon, but that's a bad idea.
Yeah, no.
I don't know if Grey Wolf... No, Grey Wolf's still dead. Oh, it's his scene.
I've got a hard light.
It's his scene, but you're still dead.
Yeah. I feel like in a superhero world, I think he could contribute a die.
All right. You guys are cheaters.
I mean, I don't know.
I don't think it'll help him anyway.
I was gonna say. I mean,
but he gives one more chance.
One more chance for six. So give it to him. All
right.
All right. He's got two white dice.
Hardlight hologram will jump in and distract. He can't actually do anything, but he can get in there and distract him, or at least provide a
disrupt his mind powers.
Fracture the prism light that he blasts. Right.
Yes.
Prism, take this. Dives into it.
All right. Are we rolling?
Okay. Is it really like?
It's 2 versus 8.
You got this.
All right. Oh, my God. That's a lot of sixes for the black dice. All right. So that is 22, 24, 27.
You're hoping for sixes.
29 versus 8. So you take enough harm to kill you anyway. So now you may confirm your death. Go ahead.
You take the harm immediately?
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he takes the harm immediately.
Well, so... If I take the harm immediately, I die, right?
You confirm your fate. You need to play your death card.
No, you use your death card to cheat death and then confirm your fate later.
No, you play your death card, confirm your fate now.
It's the
final thing. When you take 5 harm, you confirm your fate now.
Okay.
So yeah, you confirm your fate, so it's your death.
Does that fit your card?
I mean, it does.
Okay. Well, yeah?
What does it say?
At the hands of another.
Yeah, okay. So, now here's the thing. What this does is it resolves the threat.
Yes.
And I think we have to have a final confrontation with...
So he will die at the hands of Xantar.
Right. What I think is you take off and lead him on a chase.
Yeah.
You are going to Aztec New Mexico come hell or high water.
Yep.
Prism is in hot pursuit and is lancing you with blasts as you go, weakening you. And ultimately, you crash into... the base, I think.
Yep.
You've got the disc.
He leads you right back to Xantar.
Yep.
The hard light projection is with you.
Mm-hmm.
I added the 3, by the way, for your death, so...
Randy, you want to give us a final moment with Xantar as this is all going down?
Yeah, well, this is the final spotlight scene.
Yes.
So, and then we roll our...
I'm a little confused as to... Did I cheat death?
Yes, you cheated death.
If I cheat death, I don't get those dice.
Oh.
But if I play my death card to confirm your fate...
You get the dice.
But you'll confirm your fate at the end, right?
No,
during
he's...
the final threat?
No, he's right. We don't... We resolve the threat, but he doesn't add the dice. So you resolve the threat and add the white dice.
So basically, I died Prism.
You died battling Prism. You have to die at the hands of Prism, right? Or do you die at the hands of Xantar?
I think we can fudge story-wise.
Well, okay. Basically,
we're going to get a roll that might allow us to defeat Xantar, so clearly something has occurred.
Yep.
What I should have done, honestly, out of game...
Yes?
I shouldn't have taken the harm. I shouldn't have rolled. I should have cheated death.
Yeah.
Resolved that, and then gone after Xantar.
But then we don't get the white dice.
I wouldn't have gotten white. I mean, essentially, would have died.
Well, let's roll the consequences table. So,
if you just choose to die on somebody else's turn, and technically it's Jarek's turn,
it is.
Then you can just choose to die.
Yeah,
right?
That's true. Yeah, you just choose your death.
Yeah, I don't think we quite thought that through. So,
if there's no one to roll,
right?
If all characters are dead,
right?
They don't. We really. I mean, basically, the villain won.
No, the villain didn't win. We roll the dice.
Okay. Yeah, that always is always
because remember previously, like everybody dies in like. Starting the sun up again or on the asteroid.
Yeah.
You still roll to see if they defeated the asteroid. So, Jarek, roll the black dice. Nick, roll the white dice. And we got those.
Yes. Three?
So you chose your death.
You don't end up chasing down Prism. You die at the
end
of the Prism.
Let's see what the consequences are, and that will determine sort of what happens.
Okay.
Because Prism kills you. That's for sure.
It may have been as you arrive in prison.
Because the threat got him. It may be as you arrive at Xantar's base. All right, so add these totals. Add these totals up. Yeah, we've been rolling badly this whole game. Yeah. Okay.
And there's a lot of sixes over and fives over here. I'm gonna, by the way, say I allow for one reroll on the hero's part. That's me.
Yep. Yeah. By the way, Dave, that someone might be back alive is from the consequences table, not the crisis table.
Oh.
So no way was one of us coming back. Okay.
38.
Versus?
43.
Really?
What?
It looks lower, but we did have more dice.
Yeah, okay. This so is that's kind of what happened five. Last time. 12. Okay. You save the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, don't count. That's
it's fine.
I'm going to accept the numbers.
You save the world, but at great cost. The team is lost. You'll be remembered as heroes by humanity. Which I think means he gets there and basically gets to kill Xantar.
Right, you had the information on the disc that was like, what, his weaknesses and things like that?
So even in your battered state, you go and you kill Xantar, but after you finish him, Prism comes up and finishes you off.
Right.
And then leaves for another day.
You know what I think, dramatically, Prism is like, he takes like the war scepter of Warduke Xantar.
Yeah.
And he's like, perhaps this might serve me, and perhaps I'm done serving others.
Yep, and he grabs the Claw of the Raven, too.
Yeah.
Or he pulls, like, a total Deathstroke move and be like, I never skip out on a contract. Like,
yeah.
He had his contract, and he goes...
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I like it.
All right. Well, we all died.
We all died, but well, we did
wolf
save
has
here.
Died. The pack lives on.
We did save...
Burns.
We did save the Earth from nuclear annihilation.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yep.
Nick, I believe, as per before, you were our last man standing.
Oh, wow. Okay.
A little superhero world we built.
Yeah, yeah. That was kind of fun. All right. Well, thank you for listening. We'll be back whenever you're hearing this with another podcast. Thanks for listening. If you like the show, do us a favor and spread the word to your friends. Or give us a quick 5-star rating or review on iTunes to help us grow our audience. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or at www.roguesgallerytx.com. We'll be back next week.